How are you?
Oh, I'm well. I love Schenkerfest, man. I'm so glad it's coming to Baltimore.
Fantastic.
Hey, look, the way you've done this, man, to be able to present your music with the singers that sang the original songs, I mean, look, NSG was wonderful. Anytime is my girlfriend's song. It's my favorite song ever, man. A ballad that just, it's got it all. And you get to do that, don't you?
Yeah, and, you know, it's just like, you know, when it seems like when the conditions are right, it will happen and it's meant to be, you know. It's smooth, you don't have to force it, you know, and it couldn't have started earlier, later. It started when it started, and it's the celebration time. We're all celebrating together. Everything is coming back full cycle and full circle, and you know, and now we're having a big show, 150 minutes that's over in 20 minutes.
Yeah, wow, that's great. That's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, man. Oh my goodness, who else is out with you singing? Who else is with you?
Well, we have the unique thing about it is the current band that I did was Michael Schenker's Temple of Rock with Dookie White from Rainbow, mm-hmm. and Inouye, and. So when I put together Michael Schenkerfest, I asked Dougie, you know, if he wants to be part of it. So that way, he was able to sing his songs. He didn't have to sing, you know, old stuff from other... because now I had Robin singing his own songs and to the original music, and Gary and Graham Bonnet, MSG, and we have the current... Michael Schenker's Temple of Rock. So we combine the past and the present, and because we have an album out, Resurrection, this is the Resurrection to a second leg because of the success of the first one last year, and we basically have made a record called Resurrection that now even and which now makes the MSG singers and Dookie, all of it current as well. And so that's the great thing. And we already finished recording a second album, which will be released August 23rd. And so we're in full drive. And, you know, we just basically, after the American tour, we're starting a world tour again.
That's fantastic. We're talking to Michael Schenker. Michael Schenker Fest is on Tuesday, May 14th at Ramshead Live here in Baltimore. And you played the area when you came to the Fillmore down in D.C., outside of D.C. in Silver Spring. People loved it. So you're going to have repeat customers, man. That's the best thing.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Oh, they're coming, man. And I'm coming. And this is going to be so much fun to see with all these different, like Graham Bonnet. I mean, he's the guy that was in Rainbow that sang Since You've Been Gone. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Michael, do you talk to Rudolph much?
I have to stay away from him in order to protect myself. I went to the States the first time when I was 18 years old, and Rudolph was already 6.5 years older, 24 and a half. He never made it to the States until 10 years later.
Wow, man, that's pretty wild, though. Rudolph's still playing his guitar somewhere, but Michael's got this one, and this is going to be, is it all you? Do you have an opening act, or do you just come in and tear it up? Do you have any support or any opener?
I think it depends on the venue. I'm not really sure in which venue we do have what. My son, Taro, he takes care of those things, and we have to work so hard with the, you know, finishing the album, and we actually start shooting two promo singles for the new album in Los Angeles when we arrive there, and we have a lot of stuff on our plate, I tell you that much.
Man, that's really great.
We do have support bands most of the time, and but I'm not really sure. I'm not even sure because we play Whiskey a Go-Go, mm-hmm. and that's so small. You know, we are 8 people, 4 singers and musicians, you know. I'm not sure if you know, a venue like that would allow to have a support band on stage. So I am kind of, it's an interesting question, actually. I'm going to ask how this is going to work.
Well, I know you can fill the gap all by yourself. You don't really need anybody out there. And
that's true, but that's what we do in Japan usually anyway.
Wow. Yeah. Man, I'll tell you, Michael, it's been fun listening to you play your guitar over the years and to be able to do different. Some of your music's hard and some of it just hits me right in the heart, like When I'm Gone, man. Are you playing When I'm Gone from MSG?
Well, you can't play everything, you know. It's you already mentioned two ballads, and you have to pick one, otherwise everybody's going to fall asleep.
Well, then I want any time. I want any time then.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks, man. And thanks. You're going to rock this thing out. We'll all be there on May 14th. And Michael Schenker, thank you, man. Michael Schenker Fest is coming to town. You have a great ride, man, because this is fun.
Yeah, and I tell you, it's the three stages, learning what I learned, you know, and being who I am today. I've turned from a shy little boy into a frontman. And does all sorts of things, you know, on stage now. But, you know, that's based on my middle years. I did all the work, you know, the school of life, and that's where I learned, you know, who I am, you know, basically. And there's a saying, if you're true to yourself, everything else will be added onto you and more. And that's exactly what's happening to me.
Michael Schenker, you couldn't have said it better than that, man. That's beautiful. Hey, thank you so much, and we'll see you there, man. We'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
That's beautiful, dude. I love you. I'll talk to you soon, Michael. Bye.